It's Monday morning, and I'm in Altsen. Part of the bruised beer can beauty that is Salford. A city that has offered me Sir Ralph Stanza, the chance to be its poet in residence, giving me the opportunity to rove around the streets of Aldsall, of Lower Broughton, Langworthy, Seedley, Eccles, Weest, and to try to answer one question. Just who are you, Salford? Are you...
Excuse me, mate, have you got any change?
Certainly, young man. What of? A fiver? A tenner?
No, I just need some change.
Yes, but what of?
Well, mate, just give us some change, all right?
I'm ready and waiting, but I can hardly change thin air now, can
I? Forget it. Just wanted a bit of change, that's all. Light the app, mate.
Moments later, I begin to appreciate the enormity of my error. That Salfordian anti-hero wasn't asking for money. He was appealing to me for change in his life. But I, in my narrow 1990s Thatcher's Britain mindset, could only respond on a sad, unimaginative, pecuniary level. And in doing so, I had let that man down. Yes, I, Sir Ralph Stanza, like the government, the Dole Office, the social workers, the Rozzers, had, if you'll forgive the language, cacked on him. I'm glad he liked my Panama, though. Yet, what a wonderful lesson to have learnt so early on in my journey. A deep and challenging life tutorial that will drive me to try with every fibre, every rhyme, every iambic pentameter of my being to make amends. By listening to the people of Salford, their wants, their needs, their laughs, their loves, their pain, and to tell their story. Illustrated by grand recitals at the Lowry Centre with sparkling wine and canopies. Note to self, must remember to phone caterers. But now, my odyssey begins. Here, at the Salford Quays Job Centre. A few moments in the job centre, and you are overcome by the stench of waste. The unweeded human garden growing to seed, and bestrode by a row of machines, job points. You may know their brother, Cash Point. Though the payoff here is quite different. And not so much the minimum wage, more the maximum rage. Anyway, welcome to Salford Quays Job Centre. Press here to continue. Okay, job point. Let's see if you can take me off the scrap heap. It's a few minutes later, and according to job point, I'm still on the scrap heap. Not one job appropriate to my skills. Having failed me, this machine, like the system itself, now probably hopes that I'll slope off back to my tower block to vegetate in front of Kilroy. Well, I'm sorry. But this is one Salfordian who refuses to just bed down quietly in the statistics.
Excuse me, mate. Excuse me. I need some advice, and I need it now.
Sorry, sir. You need to queue over there.
Don't try and fob me off, mate.
Hey, mate, there's a queue over here.
Oh, right. So sorry. Allow me to introduce. I'm Ralph Stanza, Salford's poet in residence.
Oh, yeah. Poet in residence? Hey, bet you get a nice touch for that, don't you?
Touch?
Nice for you, Bob.
Well, it is an adequately funded project, yes. And you are?
Rob. Rob O'Hara. People call me Robbo. Nice hat, mate.
Oh, thank you.
Next, please.
That's me. Cheers, mate.
Yes, cheers. Pal.
You what?
Just saying cheers. Cock.
Don't get fresh with me, bud. See you around, eh?
That tiny moment of mini-confrontation sums up the reason I've taken on the role of town crier to this tempestuous and tormented township. There he was. Robbo. A simmering metropolitan jungle cat, ready to rip out the throat of anyone who stands in his way. And showing me the instincts I will need to survive.
Next, please. In 1996 in yes. Musselburgh.
Yes.
Right. We've got a range of skills there. Like the tape recorder. Has it got digital indexing?
I've no idea, mate. I'm here to talk about work, so don't try and soft soap me.
Okay. Well, you've got a good voice there. Thought about telesales as a possible fill-in?
Fill-ins? I don't want fill-ins, mate. Excuse me. Ralph Stanza, hello. Oh, hi, Daniela. Yeah, my book tour, right.
Are you just looking for work in this area?
Yes, I am. Can you just shush a minute? I'm talking to my agent. So sorry, Daniela. Now, what about reviewers? Oh, that's nice. How are they sending? Oh, no, not that awful dyke. She'll crucify me. You're breaking up, Daniela. Daniela? Hello? Hello? Oh, I don't believe it. There's no coverage in here. Listen, mate, I need to use your phone.
Can't really let you do that, sir.
Beg your pardon. This is for my work, you imbecile.
Excuse me, can you just give me some details about this job?
Well, really?
Sorry to push in, but I'm in a real hurry. These hours would fit in with my shifts at the chippy.
OK, madam, just need to take down a few quick details from you.
Excuse me? Hello? Can I have a job, please?
I thought you were ringing your agent, sir.
I've got to get back to my kids. Can you just let
What happened to There's a Queue?
Look, I've been up since four because my little girl's got earache. I had a letter from the council this morning to say they won't have a new place for us till next month. And all that after I spent last night serving chips and gravy to foul-mouthed teenage yobbos who think show us your fanny's a subtle chat-up line. So just give us a bleeding break.
Oh, my
and later
goodness.
On, I've got to go back to that chippy
How
and
wonderful.
Do it all over again. Oh, it's me. Hello, Mum? Oh, she's not. Just mop it up as best you can and... All right, I'm coming. Never mind, I've got to go. I said I've got to go. Sorry, mate. Like the hat?
Oh, thank you. But which chippy do you work in? A few moments later, and I'm still reeling from those few precious moments with that jewel of Aldsall. She is the reason I'm here. Hers is the story that must be told. But who is she? And where, more to the point, is that chippy? Oh, Robbo?
Hope you're not going to get cheeky again, posh boy.
No.
It's all right. Lighten up, Ralphie. I'm only playing. You after that bird from the chippy?
Bird? Oh, yes. I suppose you're right. In a purely creative sense, of course. She's like an eagle swooping into our lives. A raw, uncut stone whose true value it is my job to unveil to the world. A combustible, urban concoction of defiant proletarian outrage. A latter-day Boadicea.
Yeah, I'd like to give her one and all.
It's now nearly tea time, and I'm in the Flatiron pub. Robbo kindly said that if I gave him the money, he'd go to the bar. What a diamond. Ah, here he comes with the drinks.
They didn't have any Shiraz, Ralphie, so I got you a mild.
Mild. What a fascinating looking concoction, Robbo. Is it a special recipe?
Yeah. It's £9 a pint, but I got it because I knew you'd appreciate it.
Why didn't you get yourself one?
I'm all right with lager. Besides, you didn't give me enough.
The system's dealing you a bad hand, isn't it, Robbo?
Terrible. I just wish there were more people like you, Ralphie.
Like me?
People who care, who
can feel your pain.
Yeah.
You know, Robbo, I'm already beginning to feel a real bond between us.
I'd go to the end of the earth for you, Ralphie.
I don't think that'll be necessary, Robbo. But how about taking me to that chippy tomorrow lunchtime?
No problem. I just need to bum the bus fares off someone.
How much, Robbo?
Off, 30 quid should cover it.
There's 40. Get yourself a pie and a pint of mild. Poor Robbo. Even the buses are ripping him off. It's late evening, and I'm now back in my hotel room, where for some reason The normally quite palatable Chilean Merlot isn't going down so smoothly tonight. Don't quite know why. Is it because of the pain, the anger, the waste, the brooding discontent that I've witnessed throughout Salford today? Or was it just not quite the right choice with the salmon? That'll be dessert. Just put it anywhere, mate.
Enjoy your dessert, sir.
Thank you. Just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Is that the warmed blueberry Bakewell tartlet?
Yes, sir.
But that comes with creme anglaise.
I think that is creme anglaise, sir.
Listen, Sonny, do I look like a sucker? This is bog standard single cream.
All right. Would you like me to change?
Just take it away and bring me back, as advertised on your menu, a tart with creme anglaise.
Sorry about that, sir.
And hurry up. I need to get to bed. Got an early start tomorrow. Got to be in Wiest for 12. Can you believe that? Single cream instead of creme anglaise? How quickly my own struggle and those of my newfound Salfordian comrades are becoming intertwined. At a time like this, I know how a Salfordian feels when his chips are soggy, his horse didn't win the 3:30, or when his gyro hasn't arrived. But how to give vent to these feelings? Well, only an hour ago, I suddenly found the following verse flooding out of me. It's my humble attempt to place on the poetic canvas the tears, the rage, and the grim reality of life for the dispossessed here in Salford. It's entitled, Daddy Doesn't Work at the Factory No More. There used to be smiles on this Salford street, and time for a chat with pals that you'd meet. But now smiles are slammed shut by an angry door, and Daddy doesn't work at the factory no more. The fish in Frank's chippy don't taste the same. There's fearful dry rot on our window frame. Oh, they've just spent billions on a faraway war, but Daddy doesn't work at the factory no more. The meat on the table is bully beef or spam. Our kid's so stoned he don't give a damn. And no wonder he scoffs at the rule of law. When Daddy doesn't work at the factory no more, cider from Netto, Christmas prezzies from Woolies, the last gyro went to the loan shark Bullies. We'll hide the next one with our friends next door, cos Daddy doesn't work at the factory no more. But there's a change occurring, a spark in the air. Langworthy man stirs in his chair. He was only sleeping. He refuses to die. Look, he's coming back, and he's 10 feet high. Don't try to stop him. He'll have you for dinner. He's marching your way, and he knows he's the winner, and tomorrow he'll announce with a spine-chilling roar that Daddy will work at the factory once more.